Blog Talk Radio.
This Time Is On Your Side from Blind Divine. That song's awesome. I love playing that. That's a great song. I mean, the whole song was pretty cool, but it was one of those where they, as many of you know, they had like a bunch of songs you could buy for like 20 bucks, 50 bucks, you know, 10 bucks, 5 bucks. And it was a song I bought to use, and I've just kept it ever since. So, but yeah, I don't know if you heard about this one, but here, Ford Global Technologies, which I'm kind of getting sick of Ford right now, and I'm a huge Mustang fan, they're going to try to patent the technology. They have a system that they can use to that they can shut off your vehicle. Like if you have a problem, like if you ain't paying your bills, like if you owe taxes, they could go kink and the government can shut off your car so immobilize it, make it so like if you don't pay your loan, if you can get a loan on a Ford, they can disable your car so it can't work until you pay it, or they can make it to be able to be repossessed and they can track it and all this stuff. And they're trying to patent that. And it's like, okay, wait a minute. They're gonna, okay, what about, because my dad runs a helps run a truck company, and they've been doing, like the whole industry's been doing something with manufacturing trucks and stuff for many, many years. And guy goes, like 15 plus years. And this guy goes, well, I'm found the patent for this. I found the amazing way to do this. And my dad goes, if he gets this patent through, the way we've been building these like suspensions and stuff for dump bodies and different things, we'll have to stop because he'll own the patent for it. But it never came. But I want to get into the pros and cons of that. Oregon is actually leaving Walmart. Yeah. Portland, democratically controlled Portland, Oregon, Walmart's leaving because there's so much theft. And I've seen these videos, I don't know how true they are, but supposedly, like, they track you. And if you forget to, like, if you go through the Walmart self-checkout and you forget to scan something, they let you through. And after a certain amount, they'll come after you for theft. And I'm like, I don't know how true that is. And because why don't they just get you in the first place? And if they really have a problem with it, why don't they just bring back checkers? I remember when these steps, there's more than three people in line, we'll open up a new checkout. Oh, yeah, we used to. Yeah, there's more than three people. You need another checkout. We didn't care. Last night, me and my wife and my niece, we saw Jesus Revolution, and they're opening up 100 new theaters because it is third highest ranking movie at $16 million, like $15.9 million. Opening week, coming from that lifestyle, I got that movie 1,000,000%, man. That movie, I want to get into that. That is just an amazing. I guess there's evidence now that Alaska wanted to shoot down the China spy balloon before it even made it into America. It was over Alaska, over like nowhere. But no, they had to let it finish the mission. I would have shot it down anyways. I don't care. That's why they didn't start coming up through Texas. Because Texas, those rednecks down in Texas, they had to figure out some way to shoot it down. Okay, I know it's, well, we'll find a way. Don't worry. That old non-working television on top of the working television or whatever, you know, the you might be redneck jokes. You know, your dad might have put M-A-L-E in the mailbox and as a joke, and no one got it into the M-I-M-A-I-L, you know, mail. You know, but they smart, man. But they were ordered not to shut it down. It's crazy. Gavin Newsom is getting backlash because they've had blizzards in California, and he went and left the state. Oh, and plus, they're considering $360,000 plus reparations for people who qualify for slavery in a state that was formed in 1850, and they were a free state. They never had slaves. Heck, there was a lady that was a Black Panther and all this stuff, and huge type replication type person, all this stuff, and then she realized that she was related to people who came over in the Mayflower. Oops. I also want to get into the embarrassment FC match, Liverpool. You know, we win as a team and we lose as a team. It was not Bruno Fernandes' fault that we lost. We lost as a team, and maybe it's a wake-up. We're a decent team, but we got ways to go. We still got improvements. That and so much more. So welcome to the conversation. I hope you feel part of it. And don't forget this, folks.
Hi, I'm Jenny Cueva with National Community Church in Washington, D.C. And today's verse of the day comes out of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 25 through 27. And it reads like this. That there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. Now the people of ancient Corinth were infused into the Greek and Roman culture, which were impartial and self-sufficient. Remember, this was the time of the Colosseum that hosted gladiatorial games. What that means is other people's pain and bloodshed was entertainment. But what Paul is saying to the community of believers that follows Christ is that we are called to be different. We are meant to share in one another's joy and suffering. Paul describes the Corinthian church here as the body of Christ, which makes explicit what seems implicit from earlier verses about the body having many members. And though there are many body parts, and it's important that we value the independent and diverse purpose and need of each part, all the parts come together as one body in Christ. Now, Paul isn't saying that the church in Corinth isn't allowed to disagree or wrestle through their faith and lives together. He's not saying to avoid conflict. He's just basically saying, let's not make drama out of nothing. Instead, as the different, as the called out, we're supposed to do the opposite of everyone else around us. We're to love and care for one another. We're to celebrate our differences and work for our differences, coming together for the good of the body. Maybe today is a day we reach out to that one person that is so different from us, but so important to the body. Let's not waste another moment in dissension, my friends. Let's do our part to honor God's image in us, and may God bless you and keep you today.
Thanks. That was awesome. 1 Corinthians 12, 25 through 27. This makes for harmony among the members so that all members care for each other. If each part suffers, all the parts suffer with it. If one part is honored, all the parts are glad. All of you together are Christ's body, and each of you is in and a part of it. Think about that as you're going through your day today. Thank you so much for tuning in. What a conversation we got for you. I want to get into this first. Hollywood better wake up. I took my wife out and my niece, and we saw Jesus Revolution, and like Hollywood's so woke, and they might get 6 million in the first week, or they might do this, or they might do that, and turned out, you know, next thing I know, I'm like, hey, guess what, folks? Yeah, that's right. Hollywood's woke. Woke. They don't want that. They don't. What is it, 15.9 million? Yeah, Hollywood. It shows what people really want to hear. And I can relate to that movie immensely because I'm a deadhead. And I, in that community, there's a lot of people who search out the meaning, like why are we here, like, you know, And they're searching for answers. Some people say that, you know, that they say acid is, it harms the body. Well, I mean, I don't know acid. It doesn't harm me. I'll say that. I mean, it's not. The acid, and I have actually helped somebody one time. We were at the dead show, wasn't it? It was like in 2009, and this guy's like, "Did you see the Beatles last night, man? They were intense." I'm like, "Yeah, bro. Oh man, wasn't Ringo Starr? Oh yeah. Oh, incredible. Ringo was just—he was on fire. I mean, I think Paul McCartney took the show. Yeah, he did, man. And I knew he was so far gone that we looked after him. We made sure he didn't get hurt. We got him help. You know, and that's what we did. I mean, I've actually, a guy one time was climbing a electrical, like a, what are those things called? Like a electrical pole, like those giant, they look like little like monsters, but it's like a four thing, electrical, like where they have like power lines and stuff. And a guy climbed up it, and these cops come up to us, "Can you help us?" We're like, "Oh, you know, like, we're in trouble. What are we doing?" And I said, "What's going on?" And he goes, "Yeah, we got a guy that's climbed up an electrical power, like an electrical thing, and we want to see if you can help get him down. We think he's on acid." And I think you guys might be able to help us get him down, because you know what? You probably know what he's going through. I said, "We can do it." And so we're able to help the guy down because we're able to help talk him down. And, you know, and when you see that movie and you understand that lifestyle and that search for love and search for meaning and purpose, and you search it in everything, and when you find that, okay, I wasn't expecting to, okay, my wife told me, "Oh, I got a wife." Yeah, I do got a wife. My dentist is the one that said, "Yeah, you got to stop looking and give it to God." And I was, okay, how am I going to meet someone if I stop looking for someone? And, of course, I met my wife that way. She stopped looking. I gave up looking, and my wife gave up looking. I'm like, if I'm single the rest of my life, if I have to celebrate the fact that I can get chocolates the day after Valentine's Day, 70% off, and that's what I do. You know, my wife's like, if I'm by myself, I'm by myself. And we ended up finding each other when we both gave up. You know, and I never would have thought I'd be at the church I'm at, or, you know, the pastor's amazing. And it just, you know, and it's like when you sit there and you just, when you search for, it's kind of that old country song, "Looking for love in all the wrong places, looking for love." And, you know, when you look for thing and you search for hope and love and all this stuff, and it's like I've come to that realization, you know, hey, if I don't ever find someone, no, it don't matter. And, you know, I found my wife, and, you know, and that's why I put my faith in Jesus Christ, not in the government. You know, our founder said, you know, their hope was in Jesus. You know, and some of these old timers, they didn't have stuff to rely on. They had the Bible and prayer. You know, they had the verse of the day. They read. You know, here's probably 6 months or more of pay, because back in the day, some of those Bibles, they cost a lot because it took a lot to print, and you would sit and read. You know, there are many countries where, okay, they have pieces of paper where you memorize scriptures and then you throw the thing away and you just recite stuff. That one, in case you ever get caught. No, we're just hanging out. But that movie was incredible. I was in tears. I was crying. It was that emotional. But when you see people get baptized and you know it's based off of real people that had real problems, that were doing real stupid stuff, and then they get baptized, you know, when you see people get baptized, it just brings you to tears because, you know, hey, they're accepting Christ. I mean, we accepted a couple people at my church that, among guys, hungering for possibly going and being a pastor. And I'm like, you're going to go through the fire, bro. Our pastor will tell you, he's been through the fire and back. You're going to go through more because the devil's going to attack you more. Just getting your word. But, you know, $15.9 million in the opening week. Incredible. They're putting in 100 more theaters. It's just awesome to see that this is happening. People are like, hey, this is what we want to see. You know, that like the, and I see that kind of thing coming on here. I see people that went to that, these revivals that are happening, they're bringing them here. Now, I like impromptu revivals where, hey, let's just, you know, the Holy Spirit gets into this. Because I remember the first time, I always thought that was hogwash. Oh, that, you know, when I see like Benny Hinn and stuff, and they go, I'm going to heal you. And they blow, and the guy falls over, and he is healed. And they take like people that come up in a wheelchair, and I guarantee it's not even theirs, and make them walk. Or if it is theirs, they can walk, but it's easier for them to get around in a wheelchair and faster. You know, and then he's in the wheelchair, he can't walk, and then they pick him up, and he can walk probably, but he just, it's easier for him. You know, and he blows over, and next thing you know, ta-da. You know, and it's just like, oh, look at that. You know, and I always thought that was hogwash until you, I can't explain it. I've been swaying in the spirit. When we were going to do a tent revival and stuff, we were wanting to pray over that. Me and my wife were going through the Love Dare book. And next thing you know, I'm shaking the guy's, I think I went to shake his hand, they told me. And next thing you know, I'm on the floor, like 30 minutes later, waking up. And I'm like, I don't want to leave. But it's a great, great, great movie. Check it out. I encourage y'all, check the movie out. It's incredible. It's incredible. But, you know, time to go on, folks. You got Ford that are filing patents for systems to repossess vehicles by locking features like self-driving capabilities and all kinds of stuff and make it to where, like, they can get repossessed or... And it's scary because that's going to become a reality, I think, where, hey, if you owe certain things, click, yep, they're going to be able to control you. Well, imagine if they get this patent. Can anyone else use that, or is that tech, or is it going to be a technology to where, okay, if it's patentable, would they sell that? Would they be able to sell that to other manufacturers, or would they say, "Hey, we're the only ones that have this. You don't have that technology." I mean, and that's what it's slowly going to get down to the line where it's going to be a control thing. Where, okay, hey, if you post something bad on the Facebook, okay, we're going to seize your bank account. We're going to lock it down. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. It's going to be interesting to see. You know, but it's going to be interesting to see because, I mean, just like with the CRISPR-Cas9, if you haven't heard about that, they've cured a woman of sickle cell anemia. They'll be able to put a transfusion of blood into you that has a sequence that will change the DNA in your system. So, like, okay, if you have an issue and this is causing you to have sickle cell anemia, what causes it? Well, this will correct the DNA or add the chromosome or take away or fix whatever is wrong in your DNA so that it corrects the issue, and now you don't have that. So if you have, let's say, a disease that's DNA-related, that chronic, that if you can get it like they could literally take out the extra chromosome in Down syndrome. Age, would you do that and still, I mean, okay, if you're 3 years old, when can you do it, and do you play God? And if it's for the good, can it be for the bad? You know, so it's going to be interesting. Just, yeah, it might be a good thing. Like, hey, if they're not paying their loan, okay, we're going to stop the vehicle. Now, who would have control over that? Who's going to be in charge of being able to shut off the car to disable it if it's not paid or to repossess it? Who has that control? Is there a way for someone to hack it and say, oh, clear? Yes. Hello, welcome back to NBC News. This just in, 42 million cars by Ford have been hacked and their cars have been shut down to where they cannot be used. This device that's used to disable the usage of the car to help in repossession or get back the car if they're not paying on it or whatever, this thing has been hacked and all these people now can't drive their cars because of it, or there's a glitch. And because of a glitch, it's saying it's triggering the sensor that disables your car from working, you know. What happens if there's a glitch in the computer thing and when you're wanting to go and do, and now it says it won't allow you to go and do. But it's crazy. But you got, in Portland, Oregon, you got them closing Walmart stores amid a crime wave. Theft is a huge issue. People don't care. And all these states were, hey, if you got over $10, there was one I think was in California where, like, if you stole under a certain amount, you couldn't go out them, you couldn't prosecute them, whatever. So what the guy did was he had coupons at the front register, and this is a $700 item. Well, when you have the coupon, it brings it down to the retail price, but you have to pay for it. When you pay for it, they have a coupon at the front that brings it down, but if you steal it, it's $700. So he came out with a way so that they couldn't steal anything, because, yep, this is I ain't paying $700. Well, if you go up to the cash register, and when you pay for it, we have a store coupon that will bring it down to the retail price, but you have to pay for it to get that price. And then when they pay for it, then they get that price. It was ingenious. But in Portland, Oregon, they're having massive amounts of thefts at Walmart. Because I don't know how true this is, and I'm trying to investigate this, and hopefully I'll have that information on Wednesday. But I've seen these videos where this guy goes, well, you may, if you forget to scan something, or let's say you have bottled water in the bottom of your cart, and you forget to scan it at the self-checkout, that all gets recorded, and then they find, because they know they record stuff, and later, if you do too much in a certain period of time, they can come knocking at your door. Because I know for a fact, there's a couple times I've gone through self-checkout, and I know I don't think I scanned it all, or especially if you, I'm going to buy a bunch of TV dinners, you don't know if you scanned them all, or you think you did, or it's just like, you know, you move item off scale. I don't have anything on the scale, and did it scan this? I don't know if it did or not, and you're trying to, okay, I got 1, 2, 3, 4 of these, and you're trying to look at how many rang up. And I remember me and my sister always used to complain, there's more than 3 people. You're supposed to open up a register. If you have more than 3 people in line, they'd open up a register. Well, I think they're going to get to the point where you're going to have like a Walmart app, and you're going to have to log in, and as soon as you go into the store, it registers you, and anything you put in the car to walk out with, it'll charge you, and then you'll get a bill. Because I remember they used to have a show back in the day called Beyond 2000, and they showed where they put a grocery cart, and they could put it through the scanner, and when it came out, everything that you put in there, it would scan it all. But, yeah, I mean, they're having massive, you know, it's all these Democrat-run states. But, hey, don't worry, it's okay. It's okay, folks. It's okay. Don't worry, folks. It's like that guy that finally figured out how to beat the system in California, okay? Yeah, if under a certain amount of money, they can steal it. Okay, well then he made everything like $600, $700, $800 that was above the minimum, that was way above the minimum. And so I ain't paying that. And he goes, no, it's retail price when you purchase it. So when you go up to the counter, this little birthday card is $700. I ain't paying $700. No, when you go up and you pay for it, I have a coupon that brings it down to $5. That way you have to purchase it to get it for that price. That way it makes, that way they can't steal it. But, you know, it's just, you know, we're having to, it's sad we have to fight for our freedoms. It's like I love those Charlie Kirk videos, and this guy's like, I can identify as, you can identify whatever you want to. There's multiple genders and this and that. And he goes, well, can I identify as a tiger? Sure. Do you think you're a tiger? Well, can I identify as black? Well, I don't know about that. And this lady goes, oh, it triggered something. I felt something. I'm going through the thing. He goes, can you save space? No, I guess you can be whatever you want to be, but if a white person want to identify as a black person, you know, it's like when did the black population get to the point where they, oh, I'm not good enough, like I can't accomplish anything, I can't do anything, I can't make anything of myself, and what makes it worse, what the black people need to be asking themselves is, why isn't Oprah Winfrey, why isn't people like Barack Obama lifting you people up? Oprah Winfrey is a female, probably one of the most wealthiest people on planet Earth. She's a black female. If she can make it and accomplish it and do something, why can't you? What's stopping you? She can do it. I mean, seriously, what's stopping you if she can do it? Oh. Yeah, the most wealthiest population on planet Earth is Asians. Asians are more successful. They're more they're more wealthy. They're more to do. But guess what, folks? Where's the Asian stuff? Where's the Asian privilege? You know, when I grew up, I didn't know any different. Everyone was a human being to me. I guess that's why I don't look at anybody different. That person that's on the street that doesn't have anything, homeless, he is just my brother or sister as anybody else. I won't treat him any different. I was raised to treat the CEO the same way as the janitor. That's why I don't take stuff for granted. That's why my wife or my niece really don't. I can give them crap, but they don't. They're grateful for everything they have. I grew up, my mother and father-in-law are grateful for everything they have. My family is grateful for, I don't look at them differently. Actually, I look at them better. How did you get here? How can we help you? Because there was one where they were trying to get a guy help because they got him like an apartment and everything paid for like a year, but he has like emotional, like mental issues. He has developmental problems where once the funds run out, he won't have, you know, I'm like, well, they need to get him to the Wabash Center to see if there's where he can get help, and maybe they can get him to where they can help him and have him do, like, my dad had some people like that had like developmental disability type things where they can work, but they can't, they got to be by themselves, and they put these bolts in these bags. Like if you ever get like from Amazon, you get like a thing to put together and you get like a bag with all kinds of parts. She would put those parts together for like these suspensions. And I forget how many she had done for like 15 years and never had one screw up. Never had one problem. I always joke because they have that photo of like, they have a huge log pile and they say, yeah, I just ordered my log cabin from Amazon. And it came from IKEA, and then they shipped it, you know. That's funny. But yeah. About just over 30 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. Almost halfway through the program, wow. But it's just one of those things, you know. We need to grow up. We need to be at the generation I grew up in where people helped people. I mean, now some families probably wouldn't trust their own family members to have house keys. And when I grew up, our neighbors had house keys. My mom one time saw the one neighbor in the house. We knew, I was just looking for sugar. I didn't know anyone because she came in to find sugar. My sister, she didn't know my sister was home. I'm like, what are you doing here? I was just seeing if you had any sugar. I mean, she literally, instead of buying sugar, would just come over to get a cup. You got a cup of sugar? I need one. But, I mean, she's great, though. You know, but it's just hilarious. But, you know, my generation, everyone helped everyone. Everyone lifted everyone up. Now you got a generation of, hi, I'm Michelle Obama, and as I just want you black people to know you'll never be able to make anything of yourself. You can't accomplish anything. So just get your, you know, when you have kids, that literally sit there and they're like, Section 8 housing. You know, I watched a video and this kid was like going AWOL. Like he was like on, I mean, I was expecting to hear, what is that song? Celebration by Kool and the Gang. With the fact that he got Section 8 housing. That's not something to be proud of. You know? My son's going to college. What about your son? Oh, he just got accepted for Section 8 housing. I don't get it, you know? But then you can sit there, no offense, and you can be divorced, and hey, if we get separated, I'll get more unemployment. I'll get more benefits. I'll get more help from the government if I'm a single parent versus two incomes. But this is the world we live in. You got Joe Biden's, you know, how that, like, for years, as I move on, how dare we do, we like, Trump needs a cognitive test. Trump will legitimately trip like anyone can. Oh, he needs help. He can't do anything. How many times has Biden gone up the steps to Air Force One and been, whoops? You got Dan Sullivan coming out, you know. I guess there's proof that they didn't want to shoot down the Chinese spy balloon in Alaska. You got Joe Biden coming out saying, well, you know, how dare we do a cognitive test? You know, it's double standards. If they would be having a heyday, if this balloon was coming over, how dare it go over the whole United States? 50 million people, like, Trump needs a cognitive test. He needs a cognitive test. Da, 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 da. Biden, how dare you think that anyone over 75 should have cognitive tests? These presidents, data. How dare you do that? How dare you? I'm Joe Biden. How dare you do that? You know, if this spy balloon wouldn't have been shot down in Alaska, you would never hear the end of it. If Trump let it go completely fly over the whole country and do the whole mission, what happened? It was over Alaska before it even made it to the mainland, and they could have shot it down, and they were told not to. Well, when half of the politicians are in bed with China, married to Chinese, pulling bed, how dare you? It's a double standard. I mean, it's double standards. And then it's getting so bad they have nothing to talk about. So you got Michelle Obama coming out saying that there was hardly anyone at Trump's inauguration, whatever that's all about. But seriously, folks, this whole double standard, I mean, the Chinese spy balloon. Because, like, when we do a Feast of the Hunter's Moon thing, we'd usually get, like, this giant weather balloon and use a whole helium tank to fill it up, and we'd call it the Full Moon Feast and put a flashlight in it. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know if we'll do that this, because they might shoot it down. I remember one time someone tried to take a BB and shoot it down, like, and we went after him. Like, you know how much, you know how expensive that thing is? Mm-mm. But it's just hilarious that, like, this, like, they could have shot it down in Alaska. Nope, can't do that. There would be somebody finding some reason. Just like all these people, like, you need to sit there. I don't understand this, but what you need to do is you need to sit there and do one thing for me. You need to save the environment by having an electric car, which is bad for, what is it, digging up the lithium and stuff. It, like they said, even if there was not enough lithium on planet Earth to make enough batteries to power every, to give everyone an electric car. Not to mention, the electricity comes from coal, natural gas, and fossil fuels. But don't worry, folks. Yeah, me and my wife did a balloon release for our wedding. Don't try to do that anymore, folks. They might shoot them down thinking they're some sort of Chinese something. Well, it depends. Now they might shoot them down, but a couple months ago they might have said, but, you know, Trump has to have a cognitive test. How dare you give one to Biden? It's a double standard. If Trump would have let that balloon go across and do its whole mission before it got shot down, how dare he do that? But if Biden does it, no one cares. at least in the media aspect. I mean, heck, they had blizzards across California causing massive crisis. Where's Gavin Newsom? Nope, he's gone. He's kind of like Trump going to Ohio to help out those people. Like, whoops, Trump's doing something. I better show up. I better pretend like I care. You know, now after it's all over, okay, I'm here. Where were you when the people needed you? Where were you, Gavin Newsom, when the people needed you? And people want that? They don't see through that? It's probably those same people that think that we should get replications for being slaves in a state that didn't have any slave owners. I think to have replications, you should have to prove it. I bet you half the people would say, "Yeah, yeah." They're probably like, "Yeah, you came over from the Mayflower. Sorry." But they want replications up to $360,000 in California, a state that never allowed slavery for people. How dare you? How does this make sense? I want someone to be able to explain this one to me. How can this make sense? I never owned slaves. You were never a slave, but you should get money for something that our forefathers did. So if my DNA comes back as Egyptian or from Africa, I have Egyptian in mind, should I get replications for the people that built the pyramids because of what they went through? It's like the people that were the Molly Maguires. You know, when they were finally pardoned. Where's this money coming from? Social Security California's bankrupt. Social Security's bankrupt. Oh, yes, I'm here and I'm going to let the Ukraine people know that I'm going to give you money. I have seen more $100 bills in the last probably 5 years than I've ever seen in my life. I used to never see a $100 bill. Pretty soon you're going to have $20 foot longs. Come into Subway now and get your $20 foot long. Pile high with one slice of meat, one slice of cheese, and your choice of one topping. Huh? Yeah, it's one slice of meat. Yeah. All these vegetables, you get to choose one. Are you kidding me? $20 foot long. 20. You know, it's like when I tell people, I remember we used to be able to get 5 roast beef sandwiches for $5. 5 roast beef sandwiches. That's what yours says. Mine says. You gotta be kidding me. I said, no, and they are actually like regular roast beef. Now they, yeah. This will prove inflation. Go to Arby's and get a regular roast beef without a bun, so you can have a bun, and you'll see how little meat you get. You get like 5 little paper things. I can read the newspaper to them and stuff. Don't worry, folks. I love all these. They have little cans of tomato sauce that I get. They're 44 cents now. They used to be like 27. It's ridiculous. Don't worry, folks. It's like all these people when, oh, the U.S. can spend billions of dollars and it's national debt that matters. And as soon as Trump comes president, he wants to spend money. How dare he? California is bankrupt and they're going to somehow give reparations to people for slavery when they were a free state and they never had slavery. Everyone was a slave in this country because there was a time when they didn't have rules and regulations. The Pennsylvania coal miners. It's nuts. It's this world we live in. It's It's like I'm supposed to have something delivered from FedEx today. It says it's in transit. It's on its way to its delivery. It's on its way to its delivery hub for delivery today. It says it's still in transit, but it's supposed to be delivered today. So from what I'm understanding, where I live, it's not even been transitioned to the local place where I live to be delivered, but it says it's out for delivery today. It's supposed to be delivered by the end of today. So I don't know. It's hilarious because you can never get over anyone. Oh, yeah, it's supposed to be delivered today, but it's still in transit. That's just where we live in, folks. I don't care if it comes tomorrow or today, whatever, but it's just hilarious. Just like California, $360,000 in reparations to a state that entered the Union in 1850, a free state. Never had slavery. Yeah, I have Jewish in my blood. I'm more than likely I'm related to Abraham. So where's my billions for all the suffering my people went through? 40 years in the desert. You can't put a price on the suffering and the, okay, the 40 years wandering the desert. What else? All the concentration camps in Germany, World War II, all the suffering we've gone through our whole lives. Yeah, I can put a price on that. Yeah, I need reparations. I think it should be paid in installments, you know. Are you kidding me? Do I like what happened in Auschwitz? No. Do I like what the persecution of the Jews? No. Do I deserve money from it? Does anyone... None of us were alive. They did what they thought was right. Getting cheap labor. Having blacks in Africa capture blacks so they could be sent over here. It's crazy, folks. It is. But it's okay, folks. Don't worry. It's okay. The world's coming to an end. We got Biden in the White House. He's cognitive. How dare he take a cognitive test? Why wouldn't he? What does he have to hide? What does he have to hide? What does Biden have to hide? I want to know. I want to know what Biden has to hide.
Hey, my name is Nancy Pelosi, and I'm here to tell you that Joe Biden is cognitive. He is. I know. Trust Joe Biden. How dare, I mean, Trump needs a cognitive test, I know. He's not listening. He's not smart. He's not, but, you know, no one can hear his nihilism. Just ask Michelle Obama. She knows. But, I mean, how dare you want to have Biden get a cognitive test? That's not, that doesn't make sense. It's like me being breathalyzed. It's not sense. I'm not drunk. This is not vodka. This is water. This is holy water. I know because I'm Catholic and I know what holy water tastes like. And I'm not possessed because I can drink it. I know, because I'm not possessed. I can drink it. I know.
The double standards, folks, it's bloody hilarious. It's freaking hilarious. How dare... We need to have reparations. We never had slavery in our state, but we need to have reparations. Like that NAACP lady that was huge with the Black Panthers and all this stuff and found out that she was an ancestor of the Mayflower. She came over in the Mayflower for me. You know, I mean, it's like they have all this proof that they were trying to cover up that it was from a lab and not from some bat or whatever. And, this coronavirus is anything ever going to happen to any of this? It's nice to see that there are people that are still getting taken. Because there are people that are finding out that, oh, yeah, that they're getting arrested and stuff and being charged with election fraud in 2020. It's nice to see that some people are still getting charged with that. I mean, you have a Texas mother accused of stabbing her five children, killing three of them. I can't have kids. Me and my wife can't have kids, but she, and when you see stories like this, it makes you sick. A Texas woman accused of stabbing 3 of her children to death and injuring 2 more of her children, according to ABC News affiliate WFAA. Sources told the outlet the 3 elementary school-aged children, 6, 2, and 5 years old, were found dead inside a home in Ellis County on Friday afternoon. 2 other children, 4 years old and 13 months, were injured and taken by helicopter to a nearby hospital with stab wounds, according to the report. The conditions have not been released, and of course, of the age, we're not going to get into names. They won't release names. Sources with Child Protective Services, CPS, told WFAA that Shawala Hall, 25, allegedly stabbed her children when the CPS worker came unannounced to the home because the worker suspected Hall of having unsupervised visitations with her children. The report states CPS confirmed the 5 children were siblings. The Ellis County Sheriff's Office confirmed that CPS had been at the home on the street where the crime took place, then quickly called 911 for help, according to the report. The children had been previously placed by CPS under guardianship of another relative. It's sickening. It's sickening. This is what, and me and my wife would die to have a kid, and you have stuff like this. Throw the book at her, Judge. Throw the book at her. She need. It's nuts. It's nuts. Oh, this is hilarious. A London's Vagina Museum marked Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month by lecturing social media followers that not all of us victims are women. So I guess I can have ovarian cancer. Hope I don't get that. I'll have to see if there's a vaccine to prevent me from getting ovarian cancer, because, that's what's wrong with this world. Guess what, folks? You can have ovarian cancer as a woman. Of course you can. As a man, no. I mean, you have the Real Housewives star Heather Dudrow celebrating her 12-year-old child, Colette, who is now going by Ace after declaring himself transgender. It's International Sons Day. Like, why would you be proud of the fact that your 12-year-old kid who has no idea what they are? And it's just sickening. They have no idea what's going on. They're too young. But my kids are, I don't know, who would help you. My 12-year-old kid, instead of saying, hey, you don't know, you're too young to know, no. They're just, obviously she's not paying him enough attention. Now he's probably going to be like, hey, my wife doesn't pay me attention. Now she's there for me now. She's supporting me now. Well, if she's your mother, she should have supported you from day one, not because you think you're something you're not. I'm going to get into some embarrassment SC news. Now, Manchester United wins as a team and they lose as a team. We got our butts whipped by Liverpool, 7-0. It's like, if we're down 1-0, we can come back. But once it gets 2-0, it's like they give up. Yes, We're a decent team, yes. We're a good team, but we have flaws. It's interesting to see, because that's the thing I want to see. I want to see how we bounce back from this. Wake up. Yeah, you win the Carabao Cup, but wake up. Bruno Fernandes is not the only one on the team. He's not the only one responsible. You win as a team and you lose as a team, and I hope some people come out and say, hey, Bruno Fernandes is not the reason why we lost. We're a team. We lose together, we win together. It's going to be interesting to see what happens and what goes on, folks. But we just have to wait and see. I mean, because like everyone in the media is going on, Bruno Fernandes, even ex-player. No, it's not one player, folks. And Bruno Fernandes cares and he busts his butt. And I guarantee he's going to take it personally. Don't. You need to get some of the other players to say, hey, we're a team. We all play together. We all win. We all lose. You know, and I think Ten Hag's going to turn around from this. I mean, all it would affect is a goal differential, but hey, it's not going to affect them. They're back behind us. I think we need one more win or something, one or two wins, and we can basically clinch a top four. It's going to be interesting to see what happens, folks. It's going to be interesting to see about the sale and what's going to happen with this and, you know. Because it's amazing how there are fans who are like, oh, look at this. How dare they get these Richie Wealth owners? Now we might get one, and nope. I want to see some stuff turn around. It's going to be interesting, but it's going to be sad. Imagine if you get to the point where you have like, okay, yep, you got $500 million to buy whoever you need to. Tell us who you want and we'll get them. I just want to get owners in there. I want to get it to where they negotiate. And it's not a, because I'm tired of them. We have no money. Well, you spend $70 million on a player you could have gotten for 50. That's $20 million. Or maybe even 45. You know, you're not always going to get a great player. And what I mean is, we got Anthony. I think Alanga is going to turn out to be a great player. He just needs to be sent out on loan and get some experience. We'll have to wait and see. A lot of things are going on right now, and I think, you know, you're all going to have a giant lump of coal. Is there a diamond in there? We'll find out, and I think that's the key. I think you're going to have players that turn into lumps of coal, like some of the players he's had in the past, like Harry Maguire, oh, Lord, Fred, He's decent in his day, but I think if he would have had someone like Erik ten Hag from when he came into United, I think he would have been. So it's going to be interesting to see how that goes forward and how that moves. So it's going to be very interesting to see moving forward where we go. So it's nice. It's going to be very interesting. So I think this is a work in progress. And maybe it'll wake them up saying, yeah, you won the Carabao Cup, but you still got a long ways to go. Maybe, hopefully it makes them stronger. Yeah, this happened, that happened. Nah, we're not going to let it get to us. We're going to take and learn from it. I don't know. I'm just... It's going to be interesting to see how they do they respond and say, hey, do some players come out and say, yeah, we had a bad result against Liverpool. It was not our night. We're going to move on. We're going to take from this. We're going to learn from it. We're going to move forward. We're going to do stuff. We want to thank you all for standing behind us. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. You know, this season, though, has been a good season. It's not been a lose to a relocation side, and then we do really well. Hey, we beat number two Man City, but then we lose to relocation side Watford, or, you know, stuff like that. You know, it's we win, we win. I'm just he's taking the mules and he's turning them around. It's going to take some time. He's got some diamonds in there. He's got to polish. Not everyone's going to turn out to be a perfect player. You can spend money and you know, I think De Jong's going to turn out to be a great player, but all it takes is one thing. Whoops. He did something to his ankle, and then he's never the same, and there you go. But, yeah, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. It's going to be interesting to see how the sale goes and what happens with this team and the owners and how we turn around and will we get owners in time to be able to make a play on the transfer window, because now is when you should be talking to people and say, hey, this is what we can offer you. We want you to come here and yada, yada, yada. And this one, Ten Hag's turning it around and you want to join, you know, but until we get new owners in, who knows? Our budget's negative. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it, folks. Just remember, folks, no matter where you live, no matter where you are, stand up for your rights, stand up for your freedoms while you still have them. Stand up for what you believe in. If you're a Christian, don't back down from it. Just remember, folks, I'm pulling for you and we're all in this together. But thank you so much for tuning in until this Wednesday. Don't forget, folks, remember this. With a firm alliance in the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this coming Wednesday, good night all, and God bless you, and goodbye.